WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Tuesday edition of The Opening Bell. The Illinois General Assembly has approved legalized sports betting, a gambling expansion, and funding for nearly $45 billion in capital construction. It's the gambling part of that that we're going to focus on in this segment this morning. Joining us is Jason Grotto, a reporter at ProPublica, who's been looking into the efforts not only to expand gambling statewide, but here in Chicago, and has done some significant reporting on it this year. Jason, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
I guess the big question is, as we look at what has happened here, will residents, based on your reporting and what you have discovered and have been reporting on, benefit from this? Is this going to be a good thing for Illinois, or is it too early to tell?
I think it's much too early to tell. If history is any guide, I think that the revenue projections that have been put out there are probably inflated. We worked on a series of stories beginning early this year in January, looking at the Video Gaming Act, which is a very similar move by the legislature, a massive gambling expansion bill put out there at the last minute with very little research done behind it about the impact. The legislature said at the time, and this was back in 2009, that video gambling would bring $300 million a year in right away. And of course, they started borrowing, states started borrowing right after the law passed, but it actually took a decade for the revenue to come through, and that hurt the state in the long run. And so I think, with this expansion right now, there's a lot of questions about saturation of gambling positions and other issues that really haven't shaken out yet.
Yeah, and I know that the story focused on the taxes that are associated with some of this gambling, video gambling specifically. What did the Illinois General Assembly finally decide with that? Or were they going to hike taxes not only on other gambling, but the video gambling as well?
So for video gambling, which, prior to the law that passed on Sunday, well, it passed the legislature on Sunday, waiting for the governor's signature. Prior to that, Illinois had some of the lowest tax rates in the country, we found, on video gambling terminals. Under the new legislation, the tax will go from 30% of the revenue to 33% in the first year, then 34%. That'll put us about in the middle of the pack. There are a number of states that have tax rates at 50 or above for video gambling machines. There were some tax breaks in the legislation for casinos, in large part because, they're going to be opening six more casinos, gambling at horse tracks. And so the competition is going to get very, very tight. So there were some lowering of taxes at the casino level for table games, I believe.
Yeah, and Jason, one of the more concerning parts of your reporting on this has been the ties to the gaming industry, specifically the video gambling industry, again, by lawmakers who decided some of this. Obviously, this is Illinois, and we're probably used to this, but there were a couple of key lawmakers who have their hand really deeply into this.
Yeah, that's right. The Senate Minority Leader, Bill Brady, a Republican from Bloomington, we received some records that showed that he was a person of significant influence and control with a company called Midwest Electronic Gaming. This is a video gambling operator that operates in central Illinois. And so basically what that means is that the senator was actually receiving revenue directly from the machine. So he signed contracts with locations. These are the bars and restaurants where the machines go into, and then would get a percentage of the revenues from those machines. There was no disclosure about what kind of percentage, how many contracts, so that we're not able to see. But that was one of the issues. Now, the senator, when the current legislation came up for debate in the Senate and for a vote, he did recuse himself and disclosed his conflict. This was after our stories came out, but he did not vote on the issue. Also, we found that Democratic Senator Tom Cullerton, a distant cousin of the Senate President John Cullerton, he's from Villa Park. He was also a sales agent. Again, this is someone who would go around to bars and restaurants and sign them up for video gambling. And then we found that the son of the assistant minority leader, Antonio Munoz, he's a Democrat from Chicago, also was making money off video gambling. I should, you know, Brady and Cullerton recused themselves. Munoz did not. He actually presided over the vote and voted himself for the gambling expansion.
Yeah, and what are the ethical rules on that and the law? I mean, is it perfectly legal for these lawmakers to be involved as they are like this? And what does it say about perhaps future ethics rules that might cover some of this?
Well, I think what it shows is the ethics rules are pretty weak here in the state. In fact, the former inspector general for the state wrote a scathing editorial when she left, pointing out some of the issues. And one of them is just there was no way to know from the disclosures that are currently out there that these lawmakers were potentially benefiting them or their families from these operations. And so, you know, as we expand gambling in the state, I think this is something that's going to become more of an issue. You know, they'll be opening a casino in Chicago, which will be a 4,000 position, which is where, you know, basically the number of seats in a casino where you can bet. There's just going to be a lot of money sloshing around. And, you know, we do have a long history in our state of being ethically challenged. And so I think, you know, one of the key issues will be transparency. And unfortunately, you know, in this 816-page bill that passed on Sunday, there's a paragraph in there that actually makes the gaming board less transparent. And that's because they received special exemptions under the Open Meetings Act. And, you know, that's significant because the board has already been dinged twice by judges and lawsuits for violating the Open Meetings Act. So I think this is going to be an ongoing issue with the expansion of gambling in the state.
And so based on what you know and based on your reporting here, what would be the suggestion if some lawmakers were out there listening to this or reading your reporting, what kinds of legislation would be necessary to keep all of this in check and improve the transparency?
Well, I think, you know, you could look at states that have significant amounts of gambling and how they handle the regulatory side of things. And Nevada would be one place to look. I mean, their gaming board hearings or their gaming commission hearings, you know, go on for hours. There's a ton of transparency. They put a lot of information out to the public that, you know, the public that may want to, you know, look over what they're doing. You know, one of the issues here in Illinois is that for years, the Illinois Gaming Board has been desperately underfunded. When the Video Gaming Act passed, what we found was that the legislature provided no additional funding to the Gaming Board, and it struggled mightily to regulate the sprawling industry. You know, one of the upsides of the new legislation is that they do increase the budget for the Gaming Board and provide an additional $20 million, it looks like, to implement all of this gambling that's going on. They'll be doing sports gambling. They'll be overseeing parts of the racetracks now, more casinos, additional video gambling. And so, you know, is it going to be enough money for them to do the kind of regulatory work that needs to be done and to provide the transparency to the public that is going to be necessary? I mean, that's a question that's difficult to see right now.
Well, and it certainly sounds like you're going to have plenty more avenues for further and future reporting on all of this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is going to be a very big industry. And unfortunately, you know, the ranks of, you know, my ilk journalists have been dwindling over time. And so this is going to be a really heavy lift for those of us who are left and just a lot to watch over the next few years.
Well, Jason, we appreciate you being with us this morning and thank you for sharing your reporting.
Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Have a great day. Jason Grotto is a reporter at ProPublica. You can read more online at ProPublica.org. We're going to also link out to some of Jason's work in the podcast of The Opening Bell a little bit later this morning at WGNRadio.com.